The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Yo. Have you ever thought about brand building? Building a brand of any kind? I've talked about this before a long time ago, but if you're on social media, you're building a brand. You don't realise you're doing it. You have a certain image that you want people to see of you, and you deliver content which facilitates the way that you want people to see you. But I suppose the question is, how authentic are we, really? How authentic are you? How authentic am I? Who knows? Only people who know me know how authentic I am, really, I suppose, on these. How authentic... Do we want... I had this thought, right? How authentic do we want our politicians and leaders to really be? Do we want them to be authentic? Because the easy and quick answer is, yeah, of course I do. Hello, Anthony Dean Kemp. But do we really want them that authentic? Because I think what's more important is that we want our leaders to be responsible and not just authentic. We don't want our leaders, the leaders that we follow, politicians, people in business and whatever, we don't just want them to be authentic. Yeah, it's nice to get that sort of transparency and trust someone, but I think there's a line, especially when it comes to people in places of power. We want them to be responsible. No one's perfect. You know, we don't just want somebody who has a clear message to send out to the rest of the UK to talk about any old shit that comes into their head, do they? No, we want them to say something responsible, regardless to what goes on behind closed doors. Now, we want them to be good behind closed doors, but we prefer them to be responsible. No matter what, no matter how they feel, to be responsible. You know, no, like I say, nobody's perfect. We all say and think things privately that we wouldn't want cameras to spot. And that's just being human. But yeah, anyway, it's just a thought I had. Because, you know, cameras and, you know, people can have their careers ruined over something they've said that's silly. We all say things that are silly, don't we? But anyway, so on the other side of that kind of thing is the entertainment industry. All right, so you got politicians and people in leadership positions being very authentic, probably too authentic these days. When they need to be responsible, they still be authentic and cause problems. But on the other side of the coin, we've got the entertainment industry, and like I worry for the guys in Bad Boy Chiller Crew. I'll be honest, you know, I think those guys are great. They're funny. I love the fact that, you know, they just wear their hearts on the sleeve. They've got like a DIY ethos about everything they do. Bad Boy Chiller Crew, if you don't know, they're from Bradford. They're a set of rappers. They're doing really well. But when you're building a brand in this day and age, you're constantly being watched all the time. People expect of you to be a certain way. And when you're living hard like they do, I mean, it's hardcore. They're constantly on it all the time, literally on the sesh all the time, and then trying to maintain and build a brand and write music and tour. You know, it's a lot of responsibility to have. And I worry for them because people are watching them all the time and they're expecting them to be just like these. They're like a puppet show. People just want them to be fucked all the time. It's like watching a car crash happen. You can't take your eyes away from it. Now, if you think about Bad Boy Chiller Crew living in excess like they do, and you compare them to sort of some maybe artists and bands maybe who've existed in the past who supposedly had excessive lives like that, at the top one of my mind is the Rolling Stones. The difference is that the Rolling Stones didn't constantly have cameras around them all the time. The Rolling Stones will have done a gig, they'll have had an after party, and then if once the tour's finished, or they might have had a couple of days off, they'll have been, they were cooking in the kitchen, they were pretty much being normal people between the cameras. So they built a brand and they create this illusion that they're constantly always on it. And yeah, obviously there were drugs involved, but there's drugs involved in normal day life these days. Loads of people take drugs. It were an illusion. Whereas modern day bands and artists like Bad Boy Chiller Crew, and there are others, you know, tell me about them if you want in comments, they've got to constantly be on it, and it can't possibly end in any other way than tragedy in one way or another. I mean, even us on socials, right? Even us on socials are kind of living in this way a little bit. You know, we have this sort of, like I've already said, we have this image and we think we've got to maintain. And it's really for the, we're just giving people what we think they want. Well, they don't fucking want anything. They don't care, the truth is. But it becomes dangerous when you're getting paid for it, because there's a risk of being held hostage by your audience. They want you to be a certain way. And if you change your way, if you're an OnlyFans model and you've got 200,000 male red-blooded subscribers, and all of a sudden you decide to become a born-again Christian and you're putting all that down, they're not going to like that you're putting it down. They want you to stay as that girl, right? Or boy or whoever. So, you know, it becomes a problem when you're getting paid and your livelihood revolves around it. There's a psychological effect. I talk about these a lot, don't I? But it's called the Michelangelo effect. And the Michelangelo effect is pretty much where we mold ourselves in the way that we think our audience wants to see us, or we think the world wants us to be represented. We mold ourselves based upon external forces rather than how we feel inside. That's the Michelangelo effect. And where we become what we think others want from us. I saw this video on Twitter, this girl. I've actually been using Twitter quite a lot recently. It is quite addictive, Twitter. But anyway, I saw this video on Twitter of this girl, and she'd had a butt lift, right? So really attractive, like mixed race girl. I think she was mixed race, but she had dark skin anyway. She was like a singer, and she'd had this butt lift, and she looked fucking stupid. And this is the thing, what I'm talking about, the Michelangelo effect. People have stupid things like a butt lift, because with the right angle on a photo, it looks amazing. But in real life, you look like a complete idiot. You can't tell me that a butt lift looks good unless it's from a certain angle on Instagram that's been Instagrammed, you know, filtered. Butt lifts are awful, and they're just an example. They're the fruit of this Michelangelo effect that we see going on all around us at the moment. You become the woman who had this butt lift, and other people like Bad Boy Chiller Crew and a lot of other modern celebrities trying to make it. They live in a lie because they're constantly they become a parody of themselves and like a caricature, and they can never stop being this caricature. It frightens me for them. It's sad, really. And it's sad that we expect it and force it upon them, force them to be this way. It's almost like, it's weird. It's like sadistic in a way. It's unhealthy for these people, and it's only going to end badly. It's obvious that that's going to happen. The burying lie, the more they're acting out this parody of themselves, the way I see it is they're burying lies within themselves. And eventually it'll just manifest in something bad, like it always does. I think Jordan Peterson said it in one of his books, Don't Hide Things in the Fog. I think that might what have been the title of the chapter. But if you just keep repressing things that need to come out, it will come out one way or another, and usually in a bad way. But anyway, so there's this Greek legend called Narcissus. You know, narcissists. Narcissist, anyone? I'm sure we all know some narcissists. I'm sure you're a narcissist. We're all a narcissist a little bit. In fact, actually, a little bit of narcissism is healthy. But the Greek mythology of Narcissus, he became, his father cast a spell on him, so he became besotted with himself, and he spent pretty much the rest of his entire life gazing at himself in the reflection in the lake. Eventually, he dies because he doesn't even sleep or eat. He just is so besotted with himself that he just dies because he's so in love with himself. And social media, modern day branding, and especially this sort of like cult of celebrity bullshit that we see on social media, I think that is a little bit of the same thing. People become so besotted with themselves. We see, I'll talk about us because we're just normal people, but we start to look at life how we think others see us. So we start to behave in a way how we think other people see us. I hope that makes sense, but it's not being authentic. Whatever I've just said. And you've heard, like, you know, you might have someone who's super talented, like a comedian or a public speaker or a song, singer or someone like this. They might have an audience captured. The audience are captured by the talent of this person. But now what's starting to happen because of this scaled up social media, cameras everywhere all the time, constant content all the time because of 24 hours unlimited scrolling of social media. We don't have audiences captured by as many artists these days. What we have is artists and people like you and me captured by the audience. We're captured, we're held hostage by the audience. And especially, like I've said, especially when money's involved. But the problem is with these people who are held hostage, you know, these OnlyFans models, social media celebrities, you know, Love Island celebrities, all these kind of people, the people don't like them to change. People don't like these people to change, us to change. They want us to stay the same, and for these people living in those ways, it's unhealthy. But what we don't realize, what we need to remember, is we're just a tiny piece in other people's lives. And no matter how much of a celebrity someone is, David Beckham, for example, he only plays a tiny little piece in your life, doesn't he? It's not that big a deal if he disappears. We're not actually the center of anyone's life. We might be the center of our mum and dad's, and that's about it. People just move on. But I think the bottom line, I suppose the message is we just have to learn to make sure we love ourselves, guys, inside and out. Not just like Narcissus did, falling in love with his own image and what we think other people think we should be, but actually love ourselves for who we are. Because who you are is just fine. And you know, I'll leave you with, if we're chasing the if we are ch if we're chasing the approval of other people so much, if we fall so much for the approval of other people, eventually we're going to lose the approval of ourselves. Thanks for watching, guys. I mean, look, there's people like you get the and you can see it happen. These people who will lose approval of himself. Michael Jackson lost the approval of himself. How did he look when he died? The woman who had the butt lift, she's losing approval of herself. Any other, your next plastic face you see walking around in street, they're losing approval of themselves slowly, and you don't need to do that. You're just fine. Anyway, guys, thank you. Love you. Bye. Education.
Peace.